The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It's another hour post-election analysis of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. What is on your mind? 800-228-0550 is the telephone number. You do us a great honor if you have it in your speed dial. That way you can just, you know. In fact, here's the best number to put in there because it works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 855-200-1776. Two options when you call that pertain to this show. One, if you just want to leave a message, question, comment, guest suggestion, feedback on the show, something you like, something you don't, you press one. And when we're live on the air, press two, and you can join the conversation. Talk Radio Town Hall for this entire hour, a Wednesday staple on What's on Your Mind with newly reelected Congressman Kevin Cramer. This hour, taking your calls, questions, and comments, brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow. How's your pillow there in Washington, D.C. in your office anyway,
listen,
Kevin?
I need a new pillow.
Do you?
I've been thinking about your ads, your promos here, because I have a water pillow, and I'm thinking my pillow might be a little better.
Now, the North Dakotans have re-upped your contract for another 2 years.
So I'm thinking I need a my pillow.
You might need get seasick with a water pillow?
It's not great.
By the way, you need a travel pillow, too.
Okay.
Because you're in that airplane
lot.
Unfortunately, between here and Washington. Right. So here's the number, 800-506-9028. You use the promo code Scott. You can also go to MyPillow.com. And the reason Todd and I brag about our pillow is the National Sleep Foundation said, you know what, this is our official pillow. I mean, the folks that devote their lives to better night's sleep said this is our official pillow. You just don't get any better than that. It is a patented interlocking fill, so it adjusts to any sleep position. And I'm telling you, I've never in my 50 years slept on anything like it. It just is a guaranteed good night's sleep, and I love it. And by the way, it stays cool, so you don't toss and turn. It has a 10-year warranty. That's how much they believe in this pillow. 69 money-back guarantee as well. And right now, because of this National Sleep Foundation, we have a limited-time offer of a two-for-one special. So you get the original classic pillow 50% off when you call 800-506-9028 or go to MyPillow.com. Okay, a couple of pieces of business from the last hour, and then we're going to get to Congressman Cramer here and welcome your calls for him. We had a call from Watford City that wanted to know whether or not the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation was part of the vote yes on Measure 5 crowd that went down in flames last night, 80-20. They are not on the list. Here's the list. American Bird Conservancy, Ducks Unlimited, Friends of the Migratory Bird Duck Stamp, Isaac Walton League of America, National Parks Conservation Association, National Wild Turkey Federation, National Wildlife Foundation, North American Goose Partnership, I'm sorry, Grouse Partnership. That's really small. Sorry. Pheasants Forever, Quality Deer, a Management Association, the Conservation Fund, the Nature Conservancy, the Trust for Public Land, Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership, Wildlife Forever, Wildlife Management Institute, World Wildlife Fund. Okay, so there's your groups to get an answer to that question. Also had a email from Dave Oleg, who was regular part of the, he was on this program a number of times and has been over the years on the Measure 7 question, the pharmacy ownership. Dave is a pharmacist and part of the North Dakota Pharmacists Association. And he sent a note saying, thank you to the listeners of What's on Your Mind and this program for getting the message out across the state. Your truly open mind is greatly appreciated. Our profession is gratified and humbled by yesterday's results. Kudos from the pharmacists to the voters of North Dakota and specifically to the listeners of this program. We spent a lot of time on that issue. And I voted with the majority who said, no, bad idea. Leave it like it is. And so that issue remains as it has been for a lot of years in the great state of North Dakota. Okay, so this hour we are pleased to welcome back to the program the newly reelected Congressman Kevin Cramer. How does that feel?
It feels like a tremendous relief more than anything, quite frankly. I'm still tired, if you can't tell. But it's richly rewarding. It is. It's very gratifying because, you know, when you're up for reelection and, you know, it's my first term, 2 years, it's, you know, it largely becomes about the record, of course. I ran on my record, and my opponents ran against my record. And so, you know, it's gratifying to know that the people of North Dakota think at least I've done a good enough job to deserve another 2 years.
55.53% of the vote last night for Congressman Kevin Cramer, George Sinner with 38.49% of the vote, and Jack Seaman, the Libertarian Party candidate, at 5.84% of the vote last night. Your questions and comments for Congressman Cramer are welcome today on the program. Let's start with Alan in, where are you calling from, Alan? Are you in Hague?
Hello, Congressman Kevin Cramer. Good morning.
Good morning.
Congratulations last night and get back in as congressman.
Thanks,
really,
Alan.
I appreciate it when you're on What's in Your Mind here.
I appreciate the opportunity very much, and I appreciate the listeners that take time to both listen and call.
Thank you.
Alan, good to hear from you. Thanks a bunch. Henry in Fargo listening on AM 1100 The Flag for Congressman Cramer. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. Hey, you know, we're just calling because just, you know, we got reelected. We don't want amnesty. We don't want Obamacare. I mean, what are your feelings on that? When we hear your commercials, it's totally opposite of what we want.
No, I don't want amnesty either. In fact, I think the amnesty vote in the Senate was a large part of what happened last night with the Senate when the Senate voted for an amnesty bill, which, of course, the House did not. I think that was the beginning, in many cases, of the end for a lot of the senators. So, no, I'm very anti-amnesty, and I think what you're going to see, however, in the new Congress is I think you'll see the House take up a border security bill. We passed one, as you know, just before the August recess. I think you'll see us take up yet another one, probably early in the year, and try to begin the process of securing our borders before we even talk about anything else related to immigration.
And borders being plural, you've talked often about your concern about the northern border, specifically because of the Canadians' lax immigration laws.
That's right. No, so that's exactly right, Scott. Well, the southern border always presents sort of a security risk on the one hand. Its biggest risk is that it's an economic security risk because you have a number of people coming across, you know, low-cost labor.
Excuse me a second. Is Johnny Holmes calling you?
He is, as a matter of fact.
The Johnny Holmes.
Yeah. You can see that from over there?
I can.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's not every day a celebrity like Johnny Holmes calls some phone. I mean, I don't have him in my contact list, but...
That's very funny.
I'm guessing he's calling to congratulate you as well.
Yeah, I got a very nice text from him last night.
Maybe what we'll try and do is arrange a conversation with Johnny and Kevin live on the air.
Todd, what are we going to do?
Call 1-800-228-0550. You can congratulate him.
I want Johnny Holmes on the program to do a live congratulations call.
Okay, listen. First break, I'll get a hold of him. We'll tell you about the fun. Gee, Merry Christmas, I'll tell you. Anyway.
Turn your phone upside down, not distracted any longer.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
I just love Johnny Holmes.
Listen,
sorry.
Listen, if Elvis calls, I'm not going to let you.
Immigration. Calls, we want him on right away.
Focus.
So immigration, yeah. So the southern border presents this other unique problem, of course. It's largely an economic problem for the United States. But when you have a porous border, obviously any kind of scoundrel could cross it. But most of the people crossing it are just people trying to improve their own lot in life. We're just way too lenient about allowing them to come and do that at the expense of Americans. However, the Canadian border presents a problem because they have such slack immigration laws themselves, especially visa laws and things like that.
And there's no wall.
No wall. I shouldn't say nobody's watching. Obviously, people are watching it, but
they're not watching to the degree they're on the southern border.
On the southern border. Yeah. That's right.
So if I'm ISIS and I see Canada having a lax immigration, I can worm my way in easier under Canadian immigration law, get in there, and that's the border I'm going to cross rather than the southern border.
It has to do, Scott, with the way Canada treats Western passports. They don't track Western passports and where you've come from, things like that, which the United States government does. So it's easier for people to legally get into Canada and cross our border.
Appreciate the call, Henry. And Mark in Bismarck, you're next for Congressman Cramer. Are you there, Mark?
Yeah, sorry. Good morning.
Hi, Mark.
How are you today?
I'm very well. Thank you, Mark.
How are you? I'm good. Thank you. Now, it's my understanding that Republicans have 52 seats in the Senate now, right? And then possibly we'll add two more after.
Yeah, I would almost bet we'll get at least one. We'll get the Louisiana Senate seat, I'm quite certain. I'm not so sure about Virginia. But yes, 52 to 54.
How much constitutes a what the heck they call the super majority,
yeah,
where you can override a veto?
Yeah,
how
well,
that?
Yeah, that's 2/3, but you need 60 to even have cloture on discussion on a lot of policy things. But that said, Mark, a simple majority can do a lot more than you might think, even because anything that reconciles the budget, that is, say, appropriations, tax law, the budget itself, only requires a simple majority. And so while we can't perhaps make long-term, big sweeping changes with just a simple majority, we can do a lot to stifle some of what the president's doing, and we can put some policy riders on appropriations bills, which are much more difficult for the president to veto as well. So we can start having our influence. But then you've got, then you've also got a whole bunch of members, senators that will be up for re-election in 2 years. They have to look at what happened in this last year and maybe rethink their strategy a little bit.
And the biggest majority on the House side for Republicans?
Since 1946.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you do with it? That's what we'll continue to talk about.
Yeah.
Mark and Bismarck, Pete and Garrison, Fred and Wing, John and Bismarck for Congressman Kramer, and maybe Johnny Holm, too. Stay tuned, folks.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover. Featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
It's that time of year, a season of falling temperatures, snow-covered peaks, and blanket of white. But with the vibrant colors and latest styles of great brands like the North Face, Patagonia, Burton, Spyder, and Obermeyer, winter fashion is a wonderland. And you'll find all this season's best looks waiting for you at Scheels. So let it snow.
Scheels, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24/7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings, anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting, 24/7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Mark sends a note, says the North Dakota common sense is what defeated Measure 1. People understood it was poorly written and it would have cost the state millions in legal fees. That's why it was voted down. Give the citizens of North Dakota the credit they deserve. Okay. A different view. In my view, I think I think actually, again, it was a political campaign where something that had nothing to do with what would have happened if Measure 1 ultimately would have been part of the Constitution would have been there. But Cal has a different opinion, and that's okay. We welcome that. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. That Johnny Holmes is a busy guy, but we're going to try and track him down, aren't we?
We are. I've called him twice in his voicemail boxes.
You left your colorful message.
He did. He does that a lot. As a matter of fact. In fact, John and Pam, Pam's his wife, John and Pam Holm, were out to see me during the government shutdown last year. I actually spent a good part of October with them in Washington.
Yes, they're a legendary act. We love the Johnny Holmes band. All right, John and Bismarck for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Morning.
Hey, John.
Congressman Kramer, my brother is formerly a commander in the United States Public Health Service.
Ah.
And he spent 3 years at Fort Yates doing his assigned uniform duty, but he is not qualified to be buried at the Veteran Cemetery, nor has he got any military benefits, period.
Sure.
Is there any reason for this?
This is a new one on me. John, I have to admit, I don't know anything about that, but I'd be happy to check into it for you if you want to either stay on the line or contact my one of my district offices or my Washington office. We can sure check on it. I'm not familiar with it, nor am I familiar. Do they still have a U.S. Public Service?
Public Health Service?
Command, or Public Health Service?
Isn't the Surgeon General a member of the Public Health Service?
Sure. We don't have one of those either right now, Surgeon General. But
right.
Yeah, you're right. That is right. And he is considered a general, right? So, let me check on that, if you don't mind. I'm guessing that if it's a policy, it's a policy, but that's not to say there isn't something we could look into and see if we can't inquire.
Here's what I'll do. I'll contact Mr. Keyes in your office in Bismarck.
Just call the Bismarck office, and whoever answers will get you to the right person.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much.
Thank you, John. You bet.
Congratulations on the election.
Thanks, John.
You bet.
We had a call from Minot yesterday, someone that wanted us to ask you about the processing center being removed from the Minot post office. Not happy about it. Said it would slow mail service in Minot. And it wasn't able to call today, but did want us to ask you about that. What do you know about it? And is it a done deal?
Well, it may very well be. I know Bismarck is my understanding is that the processing at Minot is slated to move to Bismarck sometime in January or early mid-January of next year, and that some of the, like the priority and even the larger standard boxes, flat boxes and stuff, have already even been moved down to Bismarck, and it's part of a plan that's been going on for some time, nationwide plan with the U.S. Postal Service to close 82 of the processing facilities, and they are of the belief that it would save $750 million per year. And there have been a number of processing facilities closed since, the last 10 years or so, or maybe 8 years.
Well, it's slow. Your point was, hey, Minot's booming.
Right.
And now you're reducing service in Minot, so it's going to make mail delivery service in Minot, less efficient. Is she right? Is that a...
It probably will. I mean, I think it's hard to argue that it wouldn't. The experience so far has been that there's been a slight inefficiency in the consolidations that have already taken place. When I say slight, I mean like a matter of, on average, of less than a half day of efficiency. But there was an Inspector General's report in October, so just about a month ago, I guess, actually a month ago tomorrow, and that said that the Postal Service has failed to provide required information on the plant closures. And here's a quote from it that I just found on my phone. The Inspector General's report said, the feasibility studies do not include details necessary to evaluate the service standard impacts for all classes of mail, and the public did not have an opportunity to review the impacts and provide comments prior to the studies being approved. So there are, continued consolidations where they seem to counter where private industry is going. Actually, Amazon, for example, expanding its geographic footprint to ensure fast faster delivery.
They're going the opposite way.
They're going the opposite way, see.
And you're saying that they're not doing what they're required to do by law to justify the change.
So far, that's the way it appears. And this Inspector General's report just came out a month ago. So I suspect we'll be hearing and dealing a lot with it, you know, in the lame duck and probably.
Does that give you enough ammo to say, wait a minute, you're not changing it?
I think your answer? You know, whether they you know, yield to my say so or not is uncertain, but it certainly is good ammunition for Congress to intervene.
Pete in Garrison, what's on your mind for Congressman Kramer?
Hey, guys.
Hi, Pete.
Congratulations, Congressman. You got two votes from the wife and me, so that was good.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank your wife for me.
Oh, yeah. We'd like to meet up with you sometime whenever you come up to Minot.
But sure.
My question, sir, is real quick. Now that we've got the Republicans taking over the Senate and we have the House, question I have is, what do you think is going to happen in the next 2 months or thereabouts with the president? Is he going to start shoving stuff down your throats? Or
you know, that's a great question, Pete, because I don't know if you'd heard, but he's called for a summit already on Friday of this week. So the day after tomorrow, House and Senate leadership.
Doesn't that generally mean he talks and you listen?
Yeah, well, that's what it's traditionally meant, but we'll have to take his temperature a little bit. The next couple of months will be very interesting because we do have some unfinished business. For one thing, we have to fund the government. The current budget that we're working under is expires, not the budget, but the spending expires in early December. So we have to do a spending bill. The House has passed appropriations bills. The Senate has not. We're going to take, you know, our priorities in the House spending bills and see what we can get done here in an omnibus or long-term spending bill. We have a number of tax provisions, tax extenders, as they call them. The House has made permanent that the Senate has not dealt with. We'll have to reconcile those going forward here in November. The big question, I think, probably on Pete's and a lot of our minds is, what's the president going to try to do with executive orders? And the one that scares us the most, of course, is immigration. If he's going to unilaterally provide amnesty to a whole bunch of illegal immigrants, then I'm afraid that sets the tone for our 2 years of very rough sweating for a lot of us. We're going to try to make the case strongly that don't do that. That is going against what the electorate has just said.
It'd be politically disastrous for them, wouldn't it?
I think it'd be disastrous, but I don't know that he cares a lot, and then we'll find out how much he cares. Because if he goes that route, guys, I think what you're going to see is you're going to see a lot of Democrats in Congress, especially senators up in 2 years, going, wait a minute, we don't need this going into our re-elections. But it's also incumbent upon us to present some plans for what a Republican immigration bill would look like. And, of course, as I said earlier, the first thing it's going to look like is border security.
Right.
So we'll see. Okay. Pete, let's hope that he's a little humbled and wants to work with us.
Okay. Well, hopefully he does, but I don't think he will. I think we're going to be in for a long couple of months here.
Well,
usually presidents about this time start worrying about their legacy and to go out, you know, I mean, so
right.
there is some benefit in how he is viewed.
Well, and the thing about it, Pete, that, you know, this kind of activity, this kind of an election does provide him some political cover to go to his Hollywood friends and say, I'd like to help, but
yeah, exactly.
Let's hope, huh?
Fascinating story about the battles between Harry Reid and the president in today's Washington Post through this election. Read that if you get a chance. Fred and Wing, when we come back, John and Annette, Steve traveling I-94, and Mark and Hazen, stay tuned. You're up next.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Great city of Wing, North Dakota, well represented here on What's On Your Mind. Fred, go ahead for the congressman.
Hi, Fred.
Yes, hi, congressman. Congratulations. And
thank you
for the first term, and good luck in your second one. I just have a question, and if you answer it right, I got a story for you.
Oh, good. Let's hope I do.
Well, I just wondered, you do accept the guidance of God and the Bible with everything that you do, don't you?
Cause I certainly do. Yeah, I couldn't do it without it, Fred.
Yeah, well, we're praying for God to guide you in your decisions and what you have to do down there. And the story now is that you remind me of my cattle dog. He listens, you know, and he has to follow the rules. He's the best cattle dog around.
Yeah.
And he sits by that pen and he just shakes, and sometimes he whines. He wants to get in and help us so bad, but his time wasn't right. It ain't time for him to get in there yet, but he just waits by that pen. And now you've been waiting to get something done out here. And now it's your time. We'll put you back in there. We want you to go. So when your time is right, and now I believe it is, I'm going to say the same thing that I say to my dog, and it makes him so happy.
Yeah.
It just makes him just smile, and that's go get him, boy.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Fred. I appreciate it.
It's
funny. Back in the 90s when I was running for office, I got a contribution from Dick Armey when he was the majority leader of the House, and in it he sent this very nice letter. It had two words, get him. Thanks, Fred.
John and Annetta, go ahead for Congressman Kramer.
Yeah, I want to congratulate the congressman on his reelection.
Hi, John. How are things in Annetta?
Oh, fine.
Good.
Snowing.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
a little bit of that out there. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, 1 to 3 inches possible in that little band there.
Yeah.
Up in Annetta all the way through into Minnesota. So.
Earlier you were talking about being able to get some things done in the Senate with 51 votes. And if I remember right, when they passed Obamacare, they didn't have 60 votes. It was just 51,
right.
And they used the reconciliation.
Exactly right. Yep.
And I would think it would be fitting, if nothing else, that it would get repealed doing the very same thing. Now, that might take some courage on our part, but Well, I think that'd be a good way to get rid of, or at least get rid of the, you know, most of it.
So John raises a very important point, and thanks for reminding us of that, John. He's right. Obamacare did pass on a simple majority because they did use reconciliation. That is to say, reconciling with the budget. It was a rather loose interpretation of it, but they succeeded in doing it. And so he's exactly right that any changes, amendments can use this exact same without a fight. He's exactly right. And whether or not there's that kind of courage in the new Senate or not, we'll see. But I don't think there's any question you're going to see senators either repealing and replacing, offering those options, or at the very least replacing the most egregious parts of Obamacare. And it will be able to be done with a simple majority. You're exactly right.
John, thanks for the call. John. A little inside baseball on how the Senate works, but that's the kind of conversations that are going to go on now. Mark and Hazen, listening on KFIRE. What's on your mind?
Good morning.
Hi, Mark.
Kevin, I wanted to meet with you about this when you were talk to you about this when you were in Hazen for our fundraiser.
Yes,
but you were busy politicking, so I thought I'd wait.
Hey, I spent $250 for a pie in Hazen at that night.
Did you
buy the Juneberry pie?
No, I wish I would have waited for Juneberry pie, but I wanted to get it done with early, so I bought the very first pie that came up. It was a lemon meringue. Oh. By the way, it was worth at least $200.
Was it?
Yeah.
My wife made the Juneberry pies. But anyway, now that we have a majority in both the House and the Senate, what is the plans to fight this current administration on his war on coal?
Yes.
Great question, Mark.
Very near and dear to me.
Yeah. Now, talk about an industry that has just been under assault of uncertainty.
No question. So, a couple of things. First of all, a number of the bills that the House has passed will be reintroduced very quickly in the new year, and they will be passed easier than they were the first time. So, things like what I call the Whitfield-Kramer bill in the House, it's actually the Manchin-Hoven bill in the Senate, that's never gotten a vote, will get a vote. And we'll certainly do some things on the EPA side, on the appropriation side. Remember I talked about earlier, you don't need 60 votes in the Senate to do appropriations riders, and especially what are called limitations amendments. Limitations amendments are things like, here's the appropriation for the EPA, much less than it used to be, let's hope. And by the way, none of this money can be used to enforce the new stream buffer zone rule, for example, or the new greenhouse gas rules, for example. Think greenhouse gas rules, the CO2 rules. So those kinds of things we can do with a simple majority in the Senate, and we will do everything we can to make that happen. Now, if we can get to 54, 55 senators, that makes it even easier because there are some squishy, moderates, even the Republican side in the Senate that might have a hard time with some of those votes. But we can definitely move this ball further.
Okay, well, good luck.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Mark.
Some talk Joe Manchin would switch teams.
There has been talk of that. And, of course, my friend and colleague, Shelley Moore Capito, won the other Virginia seat last night, which was being held previously by Jay Rockefeller. That means, or in West Virginia, that means that Joe Manchin's now got a mixed delegation, which he hadn't had before. We also won a House seat. We beat Nick Rahal, a longtime Democrat, pro-coal Democrat, but it wasn't enough to say you're pro-coal anymore, and we knocked him off. So I wouldn't be surprised if Joe Manchin has a little conversion experience, maybe.
Interesting. Steve, traveling 994, listening to AM 1100, The Flag. What's on your mind? Your question for Congressman Kramer.
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Steve.
Good to see you last night. Congratulations, Kevin. That's an awesome win.
Thank you.
I think you might be a little bit optimistic if you think that Obama's going to compromise. I think his narcissistic and delusional mindset, he doesn't realize that he was elected by the people and put in office and by the Supreme Court justice, at least sworn in. He thinks he was coronated and appointed king, but that reality is going to come be a big awakening for him. But just regarding your race, I think it was a really good tribute to the people of North Dakota. George Sinner, I know him, good guy. He's got a good political name. His father served the state well. And unfortunately, instead of running on, I want to give, little kids free milk, which is fine, and that's what he believes, he ran on Kevin Kramer is evil. And that was disappointing, and the people of North Dakota saw through it. And you won handily, and that's a huge tribute to yourself and the conservative values of the state.
Well, thanks, Steve, for that. And one of the things we are very proud of, Chris and I both, is that we didn't run a single attack ad, nor did we, by the way, 2 years ago. Even while being attacked, we instead chose to sort of, you know, certainly answer the attacks by, you know, the truth with the truth, but more importantly, to talk about my record of accomplishment and what I want to do going forward. And I think it resonates. I frankly think that while attack ads obviously work in some forms, and I think that they work less and less, and I think you can stand out and differentiate yourself with a positive message. And we've tried to do that in two elections and have been successful twice.
Thanks for the call. Steve Stewart and Hazen, what's on your mind for Congressman Kramer?
Hey, congratulations, Congressman Kramer.
Thanks, Stuart.
I've been a big supporter of you for many, many years. Congressman Kramer, I need your help, though.
Sure.
I've been talking to Randy up in the Grand Forks office about my stepdaughter not getting denied a B-2 visa to come see us in America, in North Dakota. And the interviewer never even looked at her information. Never even gave her the time to look at your letter that you personally wrote and a Senator Ovens letter that he personally wrote. I don't know where to go.
Yeah. Have you heard back from me yet or from Randy? Because what I'll do is, as soon as we get off, Randy's probably listening to the show, actually. We'll get caught up on the case itself and then see what we can do.
I will help you out. I will fill you in. Last Wednesday, we got a response from the consular in Kyiv. They gave a really generic letter. It didn't make sense. Randy then sent another letter off, as well as Senator Hovind's office, and we have not heard back.
Okay. We'll follow up on that, and I'll put a little personal twist on it and see if we can't get some action.
If we can get some pressure from the State Department, that would help too, because, you know, I don't think it's right that the interviewer, they have to prove that the person's going to go back to the foreign country, which I agree with, but, you know, she has a job, she has, she's going to university school, she has a job, she has everything over there. She's 20 years old, and the thing that they told us that is she didn't own her residence in Ukraine.
Oh.
How can a 20-year-old own a residence in Ukraine? Come on.
Well, let me check on it, and we do have some contacts in Ukraine so as well, some personal ones, so we'll follow up.
Good luck, Stuart. Thanks for calling.
Thanks,
Stuart. You know, that was an exercise in an education, really, in constituent service. We've done a personal letter from you and Senator Hovind and your staffs following up within days of these decisions.
Well, we work at it pretty hard, and we don't always do it perfectly, and sometimes things slip through the cracks, but we work it really, really hard.
Dalton and Minot listening on KCJB. What's on your mind?
Hey, I heard that if Measure 1 would have passed, some women who would have had miscarriage could have been charged for murder. Did any of you hear about that?
Yeah, well, that was one of the many parade of horrors, as the former Attorney General John Ashcroft correctly called them, that were alleged would happen as a result of Measure 1. You know, that was sad to see that one demagogue to the degree it was
pretty wild. There's no question. The one that got me was because it was so illogical was the argument about end of life decisions. But the right. The inalienable right to life is far different than the right to die. It's like these aren't even remotely similar. Crazy.
Yeah.
It's almost like you could somehow put in the Constitution that you're not allowed to die. That was, you'd have to leap pretty far to believe.
To me, it was a political lesson in, you know, in how to, you know, advance your cause. Just say a bunch of stuff that's not true, spend a ton of money, and then allow the other side to have to defend it all.
And yes, votes are hard. There's no question. When you start amending the Constitution, the tide is against you from the beginning. So you got a heavier lift. There's no question.
That was a disappointment, though, wasn't it?
It was. It was for me,
Although I don't think it means as much as
I don't either, and I think that therein, I think Scott, you raised an important point. I think for those people that really supported Measure One, you shouldn't feel like you lost the law, because the laws we passed are still the laws we passed. We just don't have that other level of protection by the Constitution, but it's still North Dakota. They're still our laws. They still reflect our culture.
Exactly right. So, all right. Thanks for the call, Dalton, Ed, and Minot, Doug, in Newtown. When we come back, we're still trying to track down Johnny Holm, too, so who knows? We might have a little surprise for you in the final segment of the Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kramer coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
From financial managers of family farms to principal operators, women play an important role in the success of American agriculture. That is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is looking for soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to get involved with the United Soybean Board and the North Dakota Soybean Council Board. As a director on these boards, you can help determine how your checkoff dollars are invested, influence the direction of our industry, increase your industry knowledge, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry on a state and national level. And your service will be supported with training and mentoring. Grow your impact as a soybean leader and get involved today. For more information about the election process and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own 2 feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Ensure the structures on your farm are solid with Prairie Post Frame. They use the heaviest metal, the strongest posts, and superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. In farm business, you need to make smart decisions. So make the profitable choice with Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Visit prairiepostframe.ca.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
I think that people need to nail down and get to business. They need to put the bills on the president's desk, and then the American people need to stand up and tell him to do his job. He starts vetoing them. There needs to be a movement across this country that they stand up and they tell these Democrats, they tell this president, you think it was bad this time? Wait till next time if you veto a bunch of bills. We need to get something done in this country, and it's time to get it done now.
Thanks, Scott.
I'll piggyback on that with an email that came in from Tim in Glendive, Montana, wanting us to ask you whether or not you would try and repeal the individual mandate on Obamacare and the fines for not participating.
I actually think the individual mandate is one of the things we can get done. And if we do that, of course, that dismantles a lot of Obamacare. But what he's asking for specifically, I think, will be one of the very first, short of comprehensive repeal, that'll be one of the first specific things we'll try to get after.
Do you agree with the caller that, just go to it, just one by one, and if you have a defiant president, then that'll be politically detrimental to the president?
I think it puts him in a very, very difficult place. And by the way, it puts a lot of Democrat senators in a difficult place to have to vote on some of these things. Harry Reid's been the veto stamp for Barack Obama for the last 6 years, and he's protected a lot of Democrats from tough votes. So, yes, I think we got to pass the bills, and we're going to bring them up very quickly. Many of the bills that are currently on Harry Reid's desk will pass again early next year, jobs bills, tax bills, energy bills, put them on the president's desk and see what he does.
Okay, so earlier we were chatting in our weekly talk radio town hall with Congressman Kramer, and obviously it's a day after the election, so a lot of folks calling in and wanting to congratulate the congressman as well as talk about issues. And I look over and I see Kevin's phone is ringing, and it's Johnny Holm calling. And so we asked if we couldn't, have Johnny Holm congratulate you live on the air rather than on your cell phones for the benefit of all of us Johnny Holm fans out there, and we tracked him down. Johnny, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good to hear your voice again, and Congressman Kramer's here if you want to tell him anything.
Well, I had to call him and congratulate him. He's been just the best friend since, he went to Concordia College, and... when we got in our bad accident out in Dickinson, Kevin was there to take care of the whole band and in the hospital and got us clothes. And so he's just been a great friend through the years, and I'm very happy for him.
Well, thank you, John, and it's great to hear from you and from Pam. I got your nice text in the middle of the night last night. Band guys stay up late, Scott, unlike radio guys.
Yeah, okay.
I think we shut it down about 2 a.m. last night, not because we were playing anywhere. We're just counting votes.
Yeah, no, that's
well,
right.
Yeah, we just stayed up, Kevin, to see how the election was going. We don't normally stay up that late anymore.
No, I know. Right? Of course not. I know that about you, yeah.
Say, Johnny, I was wondering when you're going to announce your return to North Dakota as a resident of the fine state of North Dakota and get out of that crazy Minnesota. What happened yesterday there?
I'll tell you what. I think I better get back there, actually. I'm moving to Brainerd, up by Brainerd for this month. And,
wow,
but I
that's
still love North Dakota. I think it's the best state in the union.
So will my friend Rick Nolan, then will he be your congressman up there? The last I saw, that was still too close to call.
Yeah, it looks like Rick's going to win it. But it was pretty close. Boy, some brutal races, I'll tell you. I'm glad I'm not in politics.
Yeah, I'll tell you, you do have to have sort of a strong stomach on election day. You do have to have that, too. Yeah.
Rick Nolan graduated with my sister, so...
Yes, yeah. Rick's a great guy. Rick is one of my favorite Democrats, as John knows. Scott, I do have good Democratic friends, and Rick's one of them. He's a joyful liberal.
I love it. Well, Johnny, it's great to hear your voice. We're big fans here, on What's on Your Mind, and so we wanted to give you an opportunity to congratulate Congressman Kramer right here live on the radio. So thanks for playing along with us today, and
I'm
keep
sure
up the great
you
work.
Did. I mean, I'm very happy for Kevin.
Well, thanks, John. And now I hope the next time you and Pam come to visit, the government will be open so we can take some more tours.
Yeah, you better. And you better have that Kramer family picnic sometime.
Yes, let's do that.
Maybe get a band that used to play in North Dakota.
Okay.
Sounds like a deal.
Let's get the Salvation Army or somebody on board. We'll do it.
Another date on the Johnny Holm calendar. Thanks, Johnny. Good to talk to you.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, John.
Super.
Bye-bye. Doug in Newtown listening on KTGO 1090. Last call of the day for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead, Doug.
Hey, Doug.
Good morning. Congratulations, Congressman, and thank you, Scott, for you got a good forum. You let people talk, even though you may not always agree with them. A real quick foreign policy question for the Congressman.
Sure.
How are we going to unwind or untie this Gordian knot that we've got ourselves into over there? If my best analysis, which is incomplete, but I'm trying, is we seem to have allied ourselves with Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Turkey, who are the main funders for ISIS, who are our mortal, you know, who stand against everything that we want to see happen going on.
All right, we got less than a minute left here, so
that's it.
Great question, Doug. Great point. And we have to have a very, very honest discussion, not just in with Congress, but with the American public about all of our national defense. So we have got some big issues to deal with. There's no question about it. We have to have an honest discussion, talk about the cost of these things. Deterrence is still better, however, than having to refight wars over and over again, and we've failed in that part as well. So there's a lot to be done. The enemy of my enemy is my friend is a philosophy that has been important in global affairs for a long time. Ronald Reagan used it to this to tremendous benefit, so they're not simple answers.
At least we have the American people paying attention
to
foreign policy issues very clearly. That was a part of the momentum that went the Republican way in the 11th hour in this election nationally. See you next week. Congratulations again.
All right. Look forward to it, guys.
Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall, brought to you in part today by MyPillow. MyPillow.com or call them at 800-506-9028. God bless you. Bye-bye.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercourt Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks, and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercourt building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercourtbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.